Despite Governor McDonnell and the House Republican majority's opposition, Delegate Morrissey says after 25 years, it's time for Virginia to raise its gas tax.
Here's the bottom line. We've got to pave roads. We've got to repair bridges before there's a major crisis. My bill will say 10-cent gasoline tax, which puts us up on par to the others. But here is the key caveat. Every dollar raised must be used for roads and for rail. The average person uses 600 gallons of gasoline a year. It's going to cost the average driver $60 a year to have great roads and risk-free bridges versus paying $120 for an alignment twice a year, new tires because they hit a pothole. It's a no-brainer.
Morrissey also plans to introduce legislation to ban adults from smoking in cars if a minor under the age of 13 is present.
People want to kill themselves by smoking. Let them do it. But there's some people out there that don't know the carcinogens in those cigarettes. It's horrific to think that you've got a toddler in a car or a newborn and some idiot mother or father who doesn't know better is smoking a cigarette with the windows up. And one of my pet peeves while we're talking about cigarettes are those jackasses that drive up to an intersection and empty their ashtray on the corner. In other words, I want my car to be clean. I don't give a damn about what the roads or the environment looks like. In fact, you know what I think they ought to do? They ought to take the person's car, tow it to a lot, and crush it. But since that legislation isn't going to pass, my bill is going to say it's the no-butt bill. And if somebody carelessly and disrespectfully disposes of cigarette butts, there'll be a civil fine for that in addition to littering.
Morrissey also wants to cap college coaches' state-funded salaries at $300,000.
There's no bigger sports fan than me. And if a coach's salary is worth $3 million a year, fine. But Virginia taxpayers will pay up to $300,000. Most presidents of universities in the Commonwealth don't get more than $300,000. So if they want to get more, let them come up with private dollars to pay for it.
After successfully introducing legislation last year to raise the speed limit to 70 miles per hour on some of the state's less congested highways, Morrissey says this year he will ask the General Assembly to raise the speed limit from 55 to 60 miles per hour on primary highways.
The fact is, sometimes lower speed limits, when you come to an area where the speed limit drops precipitously, that's what the VDOT calls a crash zone. My bill last year to raise the speed limit on some of these interstates to 70 will decrease the number of crashes and actually save lives.
During his time in the General Assembly, Delegate Morrissey has been an advocate for what he says are sensible restrictions on Second Amendment rights. This year, he plans to introduce legislation that would ban individuals who openly carry a handgun from drinking in bars.
Last year, they passed the bill and they said, if you have a concealed gun permit and you're carrying a concealed weapon, you cannot drink. Well, first of all, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard, because nobody's going to pat you down when you go there to see if, in fact, you got a concealed gun. But right now, the law is you can walk into a restaurant, into a bar, have open carry on your side, which, of course, as you know, doesn't require a permit, and drink. Well, how stupid is that? It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And last year, I told the members of the General Assembly about incidents where members from the DEA, other law enforcement officers, went in there with guns, and these are law enforcement officers, got into arguments, pulled their weapons, and shot people. Not in arresting somebody, but just got in an argument. But so this bill will prohibit you from drinking and carrying, open carrying a weapon. And let's put those people up on the voting board who are against that.
Morrissey was elected in 2007 and quickly earned a reputation as one of the most outspoken members of the legislature. He says he's eager to make the case for his bills and fight for their passage. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.